Welcome to your Whistle Stop Week. I'm your host, Mark Turner, and I'm joined by a military parade of panellists, including Captain Carrie Simerson.
Yay!
Joined in lockstep by Lieutenant Laura Urich.
Yes!
Damn, I did it last time or so. I did it last
time.
I need your name phonetically. I got Laura. Yeah.
How did you do that phonetically? Y-O-O...
Why, yeah.
Y-O-U-R-I-C-I-T-C-H.
Okay, say it one more time.
I-C-H-E with an accent gruff.
You're rich.
I'm rich. There you go. Remember that. Okay. Do we have other ones? Oh, yes, we had other people too. Yes, you heard some of them. On the other side of the DMZ, Admiral Andrew Dwyer.
Admiral.
Reporting to Major Pain in the Arse, Mark Barnes.
No, I'll take that as opposed to semen.
All right, folks. As has become tradition on the Whistle Stop Week.
Does that make you our commander in chief?
Oh, no.
You don't have the hair for it.
Thank God for that. Team names. So, Bars and Dwyer, what do you have for us this episode? Wow, how do we do that phonetically?
It's the hardest part of the show. We haven't come up with anything. Ask the girls first, because they've been talking all day.
This is the first time. Okay,
yeah, they have
ladies.
We're the side chicks.
The side chicks. Oh, like sidekicks. Is that right?
Well, you can think it's like sidekicks, but Google it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Side chicks.
Urban Dictionary will give you a good idea.
All right, cool. I shall check that out.
We must be the main show then.
Yes, exactly.
The big top. The main show. You're the main show against the side chicks. Yeah. This is the hardest part of the show for me, is remembering these names every episode.
Very important.
I don't know why I do this to myself. Okay, main show, side chicks. Round one, what's the story? This is where we ask our panelists to wade through three obscure clues.
I got it.
Trying to cobble together a lesser known story from the last couple of weeks, or if they can't, come up with a funnier story. All right, we are going to, in honor of the Winter Olympics, go Winter Olympic themed for our two stories this week, guys and gals. So this should be easy. Narrows it down for you. All right, gents, we'll start with you.
That's us.
Main event.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
This OAR band, not banned, instead slammed.
This. Can you say it without the gobbledygook accent?
Can you say it like an American? I bet you can't.
Yeah, come on.
No.
this
OAR band.
This OAR band.
Not banned.
Not
instead
banned.
Slammed.
Instead slammed.
I mean, I think we know it, but we might as well listen to the final two clues.
It gives him something to do. He did some work. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
He has so little in his
ladies,
head.
Be thinking about... I said, for our listeners, I just said, ladies, be thinking... I couldn't even finish the sentence, looked across. Carrie had a look on her face that said... No fucking clue.
That's different from what?
Gents, clue two. Dope tested comrade to the limit. Dope tested comrade to the limit.
Comrade?
Comrade?
Comrade. I could say comrade if you'd like me to say comrade.
There is an E at the end though, so I understand. It
got kicked out of the Coast Guard Academy, or the story about the Boy Scouts who got wasted trying to get their sailing merit badge. But
I was there for that.
Sure
that was awesome.
What's that song? Take it to the limit.
One more time.
Excellent. But given that she's not feeling well.
Yes, exactly.
Very good.
Yeah.
Clue three. Clue three. Final clue.
Wait. These were Winter Olympics.
Just checking. Winter Olympics. Extending the maple leaf of peace.
Well,
those fucking Canadians.
They're kind of like Switzerland.
I'm not sure.
Canada. America's hat.
I'm not sure we've ever had one of these stories that has stumped all four panelists. There's usually somebody that, by clue three, has an inkling.
No.
And by an inkling, I mean not something you need to apply cream to.
In Russia.
I have no idea.
All right,
well,
they come up
with something better. Extending the maple leaf of peace. So obviously a reference to olive branch, but not an olive branch in this case because of the country involved.
Well, yeah, honestly, I think what happened was that there was a Russian athlete who was going to get busted for doping.
Yep, I heard this.
And
that's unlikely, but keep going.
And then he emigrated to Canada,
right?
And the drug is legal there, so he became a Canadian and performed for the Canadian team.
Well, that's not the end that I heard. He went on Craigslist.
Oh.
And he found a guy in Canada, and he bought his urine. But I mean, it's hard to tell.
But when you say that, it's got to be like Craigslist, eh?
I mean, this happens so often.
Andrew,
both stories are true.
Who bought whose urine? Just because it just changed
the Canadians.
It just changed the focus of the story. Otherwise,
the Russian bought the Canadian's urine.
Oh,
obviously,
right,
there's
okay.
no market for Russian urine.
But no. Canadians are nice, so he probably just peed in a cup for free. For
yes, that's
been,
that's exactly what happened.
Barter, they could have upcycled.
The ad was on Craigslist. Free urine.
and who,
then this guy from Russia actually thought it said free Yuri. His name was Yuri and not urine.
Free for Yuri.
Keep going.
It was a dating story, actually.
Yeah.
And then the guy from Canada was like, oh my God, you're an Olympian. Can I come over to the show?
Thank you for saying over. Just saying over.
Just it's fine. You'll hear it in the playback. Keep going.
So the guy from Canada
yes.
went over to meet his blind Tinder Craigslist date Yuri at the Winter Olympics, give him free urine.
Yeah.
They fell in love and then got banned. But then they went to Canada and got married because it was okay with the Maple Leaf of Peace.
Oh.
I think that was
like
it, wasn't
Hallmark
it?
Hallmark movie.
I was really thinking that it was we were going to have the story about running out of condoms in the athlete's village. That
yes,
will be my answer for every one of these questions.
Holy. They make it clear you can't run out of condoms.
42
in the athlete's village.
Anyway.
Right.
42,000 condoms available to Olympic athletes. And Mark Turner's face is like, what?
I've not heard this story.
You've
yes.
Heard this?
Oh,
yeah.
No, I haven't.
Boy, where the heck have you been?
I know,
don't
no doubt,
you
right?
read the news? Apparently not, if you listen to the show.
Does any of the stuff that I pulled together here suggest I do any reading?
No, not at all.
No.
Oh, that looks good. Look, there's a flashy ad.
Okay, well, both excellently constructed stories. I think, ladies, I'm going to lean in your favor when I do points. I like yours a lot. This was
because it's close to Valentine's Day, and he's one of those men who watches the Hallmark Channel.
This was the story of an altercation that took place this week when a Russian coach said he had been verbally abused at a canteen in the Olympic Village about the participation of Russian athletes. As we know, Russia has been banned from this particular Winter Olympics.
Right.
From the
although
planet.
They are competing under what banner?
The Olympic banner.
Yeah.
But what are they? What is the team called?
Athletes of Russia.
They
sort of.
Rainbow Bright.
Olympic Athletes of Russia, which the acronym is.
I think they're calling them the 14.
OAR, exactly right.
I thought they were calling them the 14 athletes in Russia who hadn't doped.
That's right. The 14 athletes who have misplaced their needles. Right,
it's Russia.
Anyway, so there was a big furore about this because apparently somebody in the Canadian contingent, nobody quite knows who, the furore here was the fact that a Canadian was rude to somebody.
Whoa.
I know, shocking.
Take off, eh, you hoser.
But listen to this great response by Canadian officials who were informed by the IOC that the person who had engaged in the abusive behaviour, essentially he was getting after the Russian coach because of their inclusion in the Olympics, felt like they shouldn't be there.
Right.
The who was it? Eric Miles, the executive director for sport.
Eric.
No, this is the guy the quote comes from, said, after he heard about this situation, it was a simple discussion and it was okay. We decided to apologize. We said, hey, if something happened, we're sorry. So they don't know who it was or what they said. Nobody's actually claimed that they...
Responsibility
for this. But the Canadians were just like, it's our national
Fine.
Pastime to apologize
okay.
for everything.
Yeah.
So they did bless them. Yeah, so fantastic.
Isn't their national anthem like, oh, Canada, we're always sorry too.
Why is there so much singing in this episode?
And it's all coming from her.
What drugs are you on? This is great.
I mixed a lot.
Hi, ladies. And you're going to love this one because I believe this speaks to your roots, Carrie. I think, if I remember
correctly. Tonya Harding.
Tonya's from Portland.
Wow.
Yeah, but Tonya's from Portland.
Harsh. All right, first clue. There's no way we'll eat all those.
Gee, I wonder what that could be referencing.
You are from Norway, right? Or your family is originally.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there
as
you go.
As Asian as they come.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, hey there.
There's no way
we'll eat all those.
Are we talking about condoms in the athlete's village?
For 42,000.
Moving swiftly on to clue two.
Thank you.
Google Translate clearly scrambled or fried. Google Translate. Now I'm looking over at the men's team. And Dwyer has a face of such disdain. Like, why wasn't this ours, you bastard? Is essentially what he's telling me with that look.
That they made for the breakfast. Always cheats for the ladies' team.
Yes, whenever there's an all-girls team, he always cheats.
I've never given any woman any deference. And I'm quite proud of that, Mark.
You know?
And I'm guessing you're the same.
I have an ex-wife.
So, do we have any clue? I heard lots of mutterings over there, ladies.
We're going to hold out
for clue three. Clue three.
Oh, you're holding out for number three, huh? Whatever.
Chefs left with egg on their faces. Left with egg on their faces.
Okay, so McDonald's is the official sponsor of the Olympics. Mm-hmm. As odd as that may seem.
Yeah.
McDonald's, if you'd like to be our official sponsor, just give us a shout on Twitter. Anyway, so they came to the Olympic Village, mm-hmm. but they came at the wrong time of the day.
Idiots.
Like, normally you'd have Egg McMuffins for breakfast, but they came at, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And
I will just say, in the interest of McDonald's maybe sponsoring us, they do all-day breakfast now.
They say what?
They do all-day breakfast now.
Oh, I don't know.
But keep going. Just but to, I mean, don't upset
the
them.
The Olympians don't really want to eat breakfast at 3 in the afternoon.
Who wants egg burps?
42,000 Egg McMuffins, one for each condom in the village. And
just so you had something to eat. Can I get your breakfast?
Going, there's the Norwegian Olympians specifically said, there's no way we can eat 42,000 Egg McMuffins, especially when we've got to work our way through all these condoms.
You should do shows on drugs more often. Gents, any ideas?
You know the story, right?
You know it.
You don't?
I have. I'm deferring to you.
So no, he doesn't.
Because you've got an idea.
Well, you know, I always prefer to go with a fake story.
Yes.
Okay. A British story.
A British story, yes. One that you can read on the BBC.
Wow. Exactly. So the Norwegian team ordered up a ton of eggs to have in their digs, and they ordered 1,500 eggs, and they used Google Translate, and they used it wrong, incorrectly, and they ordered 15,000
yes.
eggs instead of 1,500 eggs.
Yep.
That's the real story.
That's the real story.
Why did the chefs have egg on their face then?
Because they ordered 15,000 eggs.
Too many eggs.
Well, I thought that athletes ordered the eggs.
No, 100 times the chefs. Eggs.
Kids, see, this is how smart you need to be a presenter on TED.
X.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a funny story, Mark. I'd like to share with you some of my experience.
Well done, Dwyer. Very good. On the nose. Exactly right. Congratulations.
I'd completely.
No, they didn't.
I'd completely forgotten about that.
Hate McDonald's. As you would know.
Because they don't do pickled fish. Pickled fish McMuffins.
They don't have the lutefisk McMuffins.
But Burger yes. King does.
Yes, this is the story of the Norwegian Winter Olympic team who found themselves with 13,500 unwanted eggs after what they describe as an error while... No shit. While ordering for their hungry athletes from their South Korean base. The chefs, who were catering for the country's 109 competitors at the Pyeongchang Games, ordered 15,000 eggs to be delivered to the kitchen instead of 1,500, which is what they believe they were ordering using Google Translate. Tell me.
They had a town on Sweden. They ate the Swedes.
Egg toss.
Out of their digs.
So this is, I'm about to say, this is interesting. I set myself up whenever I say something
yes,
like
you
that.
Do.
For you to go, well, any number of ways. Just wanting any number of...
What racist comment are you going to make?
Derogatory ways. But I think this is interesting. So anyway, so Google Translate was apparently at the center of the issue.
No, uh-uh.
South Korea also has a complex counting system which employs different systems for different purposes. It's common for restaurants to buy eggs by the crate in multiples of 30. Which is kind of weird.
30
right?
crates?
Well,
I guess 30
so.
Eggs per crate.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes more sense. Anyway, but changing one syllable in that order would mean the difference between 1,500 and 15,000. So there you go. So
that's interesting to you?
Is that because it's the metric system?
Remember, you're going for points here, guys.
Oh, that's right. Oh. I left my give-a-damn in the car, so.
All right, points. Well, you know, I like the ladies' constructed story on the first one, and the gents actually got the second one right. So for shits and giggles, why don't we just say 10 apiece?
Sounds good.
Sweet. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, happy with that?
More fair than normal.
You can have an extra 5 points for that.
Right,
Round two. Headlies. Dwyer, have you done headlies?
Yes.
I mean, I've had headlies. Yes.
I just knew that was coming.
Days, Perry, okay. So don't worry about
it. How long does headlice compare to bed bugs? What's the infection rate?
I may have had a mixture, so I'm not sure.
I'm not sure they're called headlice when they're on the groin, Andrew.
Interesting. Very interesting. Do we go to the same doctor? You seem to be very educated
about this word. Headlice is where we give our two teams three headlines each, two of which are dirty, filthy, rotten lies. Only one of the headlines is accurate, and we ask the team to identify the correct headline. All right, ladies, we shall start with you. Side chicks, right?
Side chicks.
Kicks.
That,
no, chicks. Oh, yeah, I got it right then.
That okay. Egg story was a little upsetting as side chicks.
Woman sues Paris Zoo after an escaped hippo tries to rape her.
Again.
I don't, every week. It just seems like every week in Paris.
Put up a fence!
Your mom needs to stay out of Paris, man.
Ouch! Mom, I am so sorry.
Your mom. I was going to say, your mom doesn't listen to this show.
My mom doesn't know what a podcast is. Second headline. NASA will pay you $18,000 to stay in bed and smoke weed for 70 straight days. Third headline. Eagles fan arrested for punching horse after ejection from Falcons game.
Again.
Falcons game?
That's what this says.
When the fuck did the Falcons and the Eagles play? That was like months ago.
Medicine's
right?
Wearing off.
Yep. Listen, she's swearing like we are.
So a woman sues Paris Zoo after an escaped hippo tries to rape her. No. NASA will pay you $18,000 to stay in bed and smoke weed.
I want that one to be true.
An Eagles fan arrested.
Do you know how many applications they'd have to go through? I mean, it would cost.
It would be the entire city of Boulder.
How much money did you say? $18,000.
I also feel like our current administration would not be supporting them spending money on that.
They waste so much time and money going through the application process there. That's got to be a lie.
Okay.
As much as we want it to be true.
We want it to be true, but that's the lie.
That's a lie. There's two lies, though. There's only one true. Oh. So, hippo rape.
Laura's like, yeah! Oh, shit.
And what was the third one? Falcons and Eagles fan punching a donkey?
Close enough.
Sure, yeah, let's go with that. That's a better headline.
Exactly. That's a better headline.
That's like sports ball behavior.
Sports ball? We like sports.
Did you want to hear the headline again? It's Eagles fan arrested for punching horse after ejection from Falcons game.
God, there's a lot of animals in that headline.
I know, but remember how we were talking about all the NFL teams are birds, so. Yeah.
All
and
of
I
them?
And I don't think hippo rape is a thing. I think we have to go with the
hippo rape is false.
Hippo rape is also a lie.
I love to say hippo rape.
Maybe hippo rape. Okay, so have you ever considered, that hippo rape among hippos ball. Might be a thing?
That's disturbing. I think we need to talk about that offline. We're going with sports ball for three.
You're going
sports ball. We're going to talk sports because it's sports ball.
So the guy with the ball did something with it, and they made points.
Ooh, that was sporty.
And there are animals.
Gents, what do you think? You think the ladies are on the money, or would you like to go in a different direction?
Actually, I think NASA is a different acronym. I don't know what it is, but I think it's probably something in the state of Colorado to test weed.
There are like 13 states where it's legal.
Even Washington's quiet about it. I mean, people come here to get high and high.
It's so. North Dakota's asinine.
North Dakota, where do you get
I was
going to
go for National
from
Association
NA?
Of...
NADASA.
NADASA.
North Dakota's one word.
I would say that they're probably right, because it is. That's what Eagles fans do.
They actually did it twice.
Yeah, so...
A guy got arrested. A fan got arrested two separate games for hitting a different horse, by the way.
And they know so much about the sports games.
With the balls.
All right.
We do know our balls.
Let's tie a bow.
Yes, you do.
Let's tie a bow around this quickly. You'll be delighted to hear that hippo rape is not true.
Thank God.
At least not. Not cross species, at least.
I guess your family can go to Paris again.
Can I have a point of clarification,
yes,
though?
Yes.
These fake headlines, do you find them somewhere, or do you make them
up? My God, I get this question every week.
Yes, you do.
Thanks for listening, Laura.
Nobody fucking listens to this show. Especially those people who are on it.
These are real fake headlines.
Oh, real fake headlines.
Yes.
So these are real.
Fake news.
In fact, this was a rather mean instance of fat shaming. This was a story about a 400-pound woman, a real woman, who was
not those big women.
Yes, who as opposed to the ones that Mark used to date.
You know, I was deliberating before I came in. I was like, where are we currently on the overall score? Who needs to win tonight? It's becoming clearer with every passing moment. So yes, hippo rape is out of the question, thankfully. Yes. That leaves NASA and pot, or Eagles fans and horse punching.
Eagle fan and horse
punching. All of you went for horse punching.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because you clearly are four well-educated people. Yes, absolutely right.
Points for sports ball.
Go sports!
Never thought we'd hear that said. Yes, we'll congratulations.
Take beef jerky arms for 400 now, Alex.
So this was the story of an Eagles fan ejected from Lincoln Financial Field on, when was this? January 13th. The defendant was ejected because he was intoxicated and did not possess a ticket. Oh, after the male was ejected, he walked over to a mounted officer. Didn't say what the officer was mounting. Began punching the horse in the face, neck and shoulder area. The officer on the horse was then struck in the legs by the male. Another officer came over, grabbed the male, who was placed in custody, and said, "No, Mongo!" No, he didn't. I did that last bit.
The horse started. It was talking a lot of smack. And the guy just
he was a Bronco. The horse was a Broncos
Hello.
Fan. Or a Colts fan.
The horse said to the supporter, "Why the long face?" And the horse supporter said, "Oh, you can talk."
Jessica Parker.
There's a story
there this week, too.
All right, gents. Believe it or not, we're not out of this round yet.
Really? Get the fuck out. He looks at the clock saying, how the hell am I going to edit this down?
Here are your headlines. Tell me which one is the correct headline and which two are barefaced lies. United Airlines forced emotional support peacock to give up its seat.
True.
Melania Trump hired exorcist to cleanse White House of Obama demons.
Actually, she did it actually to cleanse her husband.
Exactly.
But and
she hired a guy to kill Trump.
Actually. Yes, exactly.
Woman pretending to be a sex robot files for child support.
Oh.
She wasn't pretending. She was an actual sex robot.
Yeah, she was believed she was.
Stormy Daniels?
That's a fake story.
Stormy Daniels, yeah. The sex robot. That's awesome.
She was an actual
She's still trying to get the orange off her.
That's why she needs the child support.
Exactly. Oh, and Laura's just got the full body shivers. Ew.
So what do you think, gents? That's main event. What do we think?
It's clearly number one.
That
yes, a support
easy.
Peacock.
Get your cock off the plane.
Get your peacock off the plane. Yes.
United
ladies, are we also going with
absolutely.
The cock?
There's fantastic video of the woman with a cock on her shoulder trying to get on the plane.
I didn't know you could have your cock out in the open when you were getting on a plane.
There was the lady with her mouse.
I mean, it is her.
She was adding
emotional support.
Oh, my
it's her
goodness.
Emotional support cock.
I try
she
make
takes
this
it with her everywhere.
I try make this a highbrow
I do
show.
That.
Sure you
I do that too.
And end up in tears as we talk about cocks and mice. Yes, absolutely. Disappointingly, you all have it correct again.
Clearly, it was not a British story.
Yes, it was an American story.
And thus we knew it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes, if this wasn't on the BBC.
I actually talked about this cock in class one day.
Did you really? Well, tell us the story.
Sports balls!
I mean, well, you know, there was this video of a woman walking in with her emotional support peacock, and they told her she couldn't get on the plane. I mean, it was, you know, a little disappointing in the way that United handled it, because there was no
the
dragging
cock.
Of the cock or the woman off the plane. It never got that far.
Was it a really peaceful cock exit?
Feathers everywhere.
They pulled out in plenty of time.
Oh, it's all sticky.
I think it's outrageous that they tugged the cock off of the plane.
I do, too.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
No, it never made it on the plane. Let's be clear.
Oh, it didn't?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Fine.
It was in the airport,
was
but
it
not on the plane.
Just a semi-peacock. Couldn't get in.
It was a premature ejaculation from the plane.
And we're done! End of round two! Oh, sorry, Dwyer, go on.
It was cock block.
Oh, just when you think you're done. In comes Mr. Ted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They were trying to get it to the Olympic Village, though.
Condoms.
Yes.
At the end of round two, again, both teams did very, very well indeed. So I should give you equal points, but because Laura described that last story so eloquently, I'm going to give her the 5 I gave Dwyer in the first round, meaning we're still neck and neck.
Typical.
20 points apiece.
Hey, did you hear about the lady who had to flush her hamster down the toilet on a plane? Dead serious.
I heard about that one.
Well, the hamster was.
No, her emotional support animal was a hamster, and they made her flush it down the toilet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Was it still in the bowl?
No.
Oh.
It was in the bowl, though.
In bowls?
Ball.
Oh, ball.
It was in the bowl. Round three. That was the week that was. This is where we take... What do we do, Bars? What do we do here? We take... What do we take again?
You take news from the past.
Like history? From the past?
Yeah, historical news. And share it with
historical
us.
Historical news that's from sporty balls or other things.
Take things that happened in 1978.
Let's go with gents. I think I did ladies first in the last round.
What is our team name?
Yes.
Call us by our team
yours
name,
is
damn it.
Main event.
Okay.
Wow. I am so proud of myself.
And we're just in shock.
I bet.
Well, actually, Dwyer just was reminded what the team name was.
He's like, yeah, why don't you tell us? Sidebar, I have no fucking clue.
Anyway, two headlines from history. Give me the year. Here we go. Main event. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre happened when?
Ooh.
What year?
Al Capone.
Century.
Yes.
Capone was
1200.
So let's back up for a second. During Prohibition.
Excellent.
Definitely during
the original.
The original? So OG, the OG massacre?
Or was it that one when my boyfriend broke up with me on Valentine's Day? That was a terrible massacre.
Do we get more hints?
1984.
No.
That's it?
Well, we could probably ask him, but he won't tell us a fucking thing. He's a liar.
We're going with the OG Valentine's massacre, though.
The OG?
Yeah.
What year was that, ladies? What year was that?
No. I'm going to wait for them.
Well, don't you want to help them out?
No.
The OG?
We're on that.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Sometimes that X might throw you off.
She's talking about your Ted lost. Or my ex. Because I know mine does all the time.
I think you've got it better than I do. But you're thinking 20s.
Yeah, I'm thinking late 20s, like 27.
1920s?
Yeah,
they're way off.
1927.
Yep.
Or
feeling good with that.
1927. 1927.
Yeah, feeling
good there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm.
Loving it.
Ladies,
what do you think?
The OGs are in like Greece, like
St.
Valentine.
Don't we get to just bid a dollar here because they went way over?
You can go a dollar either side if you'd like. There are points for proximity. So.
Yes, exactly.
But if you're wildly off, I shan't be giving you points. 1927? They said 27. 1927.
We're going 1227.
Okay.
No, don't say a word. Don't you sway a word. Don't you do it.
We don't go back typically more than about 100 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all I'm
going
to say.
This is the St. Valentine's.
Evidently.
Here's the difference.
I can see where you were going.
Yes, I know where you were going. You were going with the actual murder of St. Valentine.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah, but it's
that's
not our problem that they don't know what the Valentine's
Day is. Can I just point out that the murder of one individual does not constitute a massacre?
But it was St. Valentine's.
The title, what he said was the St. Valentine's Day massacre.
I day.
So if they don't know what that is.
Okay, so we'll speak slower and use smaller words so you can keep up.
I'm sick of grace.
Because the drugs.
Day. All right, so which we go with, like, 1912?
Sure.
Okay, 1912.
Okay.
It's got a 12 in it.
1927 versus 1912. Both very good guesses. One of them, excellent guess, in that it was only 2 years away, which I think is the closest we've been in quite some time. Congratulations, main event. 1929.
Man.
Yes. Good job, guys. Yes.
Sure. 100%.
When was St. Valentine massacred?
I don't know.
Okay, so
I have an iPad. That's all I have.
The thing is, this was during Prohibition. Did you see the movie Untouchables?
Exactly.
It's not the movie you're thinking, Carrie.
Okay.
No, then. It does not star that Story Dam.
Untouchables. Yes, exactly.
Anyone know what day in 1929 this happened? Carrie, any ideas?
My guess would be February 14th.
Very good. Honestly,
wow,
how good the drugs were.
Yeah, exactly. You give her points for that, and I'm knocking off that chair, too.
So this was Feb 14th, 1929, when four men entered gangster Bugs Moran's headquarters on North Clark Street in Chicago, lined up seven of Moran's henchmen against a wall, and shot them to death. Who did the shooting? Do we know which gang they came from? I think I heard it mentioned earlier.
Russell Stover.
Stormy Daniels.
It was a mobster.
Bloods. It was the Bloods.
I know I heard the name earlier of this particular mobster. It was his men that did the gun.
Al Capone.
There we go. Yes, Al Capone.
Do
very
not
good.
Give me Russell Stover. We're saying, you know, I like Whitmans.
Seven people died?
Yes.
Yes.
That wouldn't even make like a top tweet trending today.
No, not at all.
Well, I just want to point out that only four people died in the Boston Tea Party massacre.
It would be called Wednesday.
There wasn't a. It's not called a Boston Tea Party massacre. It was just a
Boston massacre. The Tea Party massacre.
It was just called
the
Boston Tea
massacre. The Boston Tea Massacre party. Either way, that little skirmish that you guys decided to use to incite a war.
Wasn't
today.
Much of a war, let's face it.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to wear red and walk into the woods and hope they won't see me.
I think taxation without representation is good enough for the current administration, so...
Oh, that's true, too. All right, can't get rid of... Anyway, yes.
Anyway, yes, this was Al Capone. A bitter battle between Al Capone and Bugs... Did I say Bugs Malone?
Yeah, Bugsy Malone.
Bugs. Yeah, wasn't it Bugsy?
Yeah, right. Bugsy Malone.
Bugs.
Bed anyway. Bugs. He went by Bed Bugs back then.
Scared people.
It came to a head when Malone placed a $50,000 bounty on Capone's head, and that's when Capone ordered for some of Malone's top men to be gunned down. Anyone know how they managed to do it? How did four of Capone's men manage to break into a stronghold and gun down seven top men?
They were dressed in drag.
You're on the right track. They were dressed some way.
Oh, they brought cannoli.
No.
It's an excellent answer. That's worthy of points. Worthy of points. No, stay with the dress thing. They were dressed in such a way that they probably could have gotten entrance to most any building.
Oh, they were dressed as cops.
Absolutely.
Yes. And they used Tommy guns when they lined them up against the wall.
They were dressed as police officers.
I thought they shot them with Cupid's arrow.
No, Tommy guns. No? That's what Cupid's arrow used to be called.
Here's
Tommy
a
guns.
Great piece of trivia for you. Two of the main henchmen that were gunned down, Frank and Pete Gusenberg, were brothers. Frank was reportedly still alive when real police officers arrived on the scene. And when he was asked who had shot him, the mortally wounded Gusenberg kept his omerta, the gangland code of silence, responding, "No one. Nobody shot me."
Whoa.
He's lying there in a pool of blood. Apparently taken, I think, 14 bullets. He died Class 3 hours later in hospital. Yeah, I mean, in some way, yes.
What a guy.
Yes, and then Al Capone went on to die from syphilis.
Oh, that's right.
On Alcatraz.
Yeah. Him and Babe, right?
Baby.
The pig? Thank you, Andrew! Yes! It's actually rather distressing where I had it, wasn't it?
The sports ball guy.
Ladies, as you're into sports ball so much, I'm giving you a sporty one.
Oh, yay!
But this one doesn't involve balls, you'd be disappointed to hear.
Oh, does it involve North Korean cheerleaders?
Grandmaster Kasparov loses chess game to a computer.
Oh.
What? Yeah.
Oh. 19...
I always forget that she's a professor. She's actually smart.
1995
yeah.
is what I'm going with.
I believe her. My drugs.
That's it. Carrie's like, I'm not even waiting in. I won't offer a counterpoint. That one.
So 1995.
I'm going
95.
Okay, final answer?
94. No, just kidding. 95.
Okay. Gents, you didn't even bother to throw them off the scent. Do you have an idea?
I didn't have a chance. She talks so
good
fucking
point.
Fast.
Good point. That came out rather quickly.
I was just like, oh, wow.
We're going to need to fill around with another 5 minutes of content here, people.
Kind of like the peacock. Just came out really quickly.
My inkling is that it was earlier than 95.
I would agree with you. And because he has a tendency to put things in a certain decade, because he's a man of habits, yes.
He loves Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, absolutely.
He loves the 80s.
I'm going to say 89.
Boom.
And I think we'll get extra points by saying that he was beaten by Big Blue.
IBM.
IBM, yes. Big Blue, no. Deep Blue.
Big Blue is IBM.
Deep State?
Deep Blue is the name of the computer.
Deep Throat, I thought.
Hippo?
I think you're mixing up your news stories.
That was 1960.
Was the name of the
so we have 1995 versus 1989.
Yes.
Again, genuinely two excellent guesses, one being more excellent than the other.
Rock on.
In that it came 1 year from the actual
That's
date.
Better than... 2 years
it's
like last
better
time.
Better than 2 years.
Yeah.
But it's not you guys this time.
No. 96 then.
1996!
Dang!
Good job, Sidechicks!
I was the editor of a computer magazine in 95-96.
No, nerd alert!
So that's why I knew this with absolute certainty.
What computer magazine, by the way?
Peak Computing Magazine.
Ah, yes.
Peacock?
Peacock computer. No.
Peak was
it was an emotional service magazine.
Wasn't Peak a different type of magazine? It talked about performance? Or
yes, it was Britain. It was in Britain.
Oh, yeah. No, here it was Peak
or Peak EAK.
Or PIQ. See, university education here.
Yeah, whatever.
It was Peak Silent Cock Computing Magazine.
February 10th, 1996, after 3 hours, world chess champion Garry Kasparov loses the first game of a six-game match against Deep Blue, an IBM computer capable of evaluating how many moves per second?
One.
Million.
More than seven.
1 billion.
One.
Excuse me?
1 billion.
Not as many as that, but certainly more than seven.
1,104.
11.
Actually,
2.5 billion.
Billion.
200 million moves per second.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you have more interesting facts, Mark?
Andrew, it's funny you should ask. Because yes, I do.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know how many people, an estimated number of people, watched the game via the interwebs?
Well,
you're on the right track. Bars, you're on the right track.
Six.
6 million.
Correct.
Huh?
Yes, 96? An estimated that
was,
six million.
That was as many people as were on the interweb
at
the time. That was everyone accounted for.
Because everybody was on a dial-up of 2800 baud.
Yeah,
on their Packard Bell computers.
Exactly.
Who ultimately, so this was the reason this was so significant is because man had played against computer previously, but it had been in a one-game scenario. This was tournament setup, so six games, best of. Do we know who ultimately won? Did Deep Blue come out victorious, or did Kasparov pull it out the fire for the human race?
I don't know.
I think it was Dolph Lundgren.
Definitely. It was Bobby Fischer.
Hearts on fire! This little training sequence that led up to it.
You gotta know your Rocky movies.
Totally, man. Which one was that? Was that three?
Four.
That's four.
Yes.
Okay, I clearly don't know him as well as I thought he did. No, Kasparov did win.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ultimately did. He won three of the games.
He had to win, or they were going to cut his thumb off.
Well, you know, he wasn't in his native Azerbaijan or even in Russia at that point. I think he was living in the US. But otherwise, perhaps.
That's how IBM found him.
There are three wins, two ties, and of course, Deep Blue had that historic win. But that was enough for Kasparov to take home the $400,000 prize.
I bet Deep Blue got his thumb cut off then.
Did you hear what happened to Deep Blue?
No.
It threw itself off the Golden Gate Bridge.
You know what I kind of like about that, though? Deep Blue.
Deep Blue.
Combination between Deep Thought, Douglas Adams, and IBM.
Yes. I wonder, well, maybe the origin. Was that the origin?
We'll just make this part out.
Anyway,
No time for real facts.
In 97, there was a rematch between Kasparov and Deep Blue. Kasparov won the first game. The computer won the second. And the next three games were a draw, and then they rematched again. I guess Kasparov was a glutton for punishment later in 97 when Deep Blue actually came out on top with a six-game win. Kasparov says...
Six-game win.
Yeah, he blitzed in that time.
Wait, they didn't just stop after four games?
They played the entire thing.
Good Lord.
I don't exactly know why, but... Yeah. I said glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
Kasparov said that his eventual defeat to an AI was inevitable. In a recent interview, he suggested that as machines are getting smarter, humans are also smarter too.
Nope.
I guess he hasn't met the president. And sees the potential for artificial intelligence to turn our grandest dreams into reality. He said...
Like a woman acting like a sex robot.
I'm sure that was what they envisioned. I always say machines won't make us obsolete. Our complacency might.
Wow, that's heavy.
Deep, man. Deep.
That is heavy deep.
Bluish deep.
Blue,
let's do some scores, folks. This is literally like two heavyweights.
Yes.
Sorry, Gary, that wasn't a reference to even. Oh, shit. Got a point. 50 points.
To everybody.
To the ladies together. Like 100 both. 200. Stop looking at me like that. 50 points to both teams. Final round, last call. This is where we rattle through headlines of the week, removing a word or words and asking our panelists to come up with the correct word or ideally something funnier. Ready, folks?
No.
Main event?
Yeah.
Side chicks?
So ready.
Here we go. Hangry and snowflake among new words added to what?
My tombstone.
I want to hear the whole sentence on your tombstone.
There's something about she lighted up our lives.
Especially when angry. That bitchy snowflake.
It's poor
mom.
Poor little snowflake died hangry.
But every time they add a new word to the Oxford English Dictionary or wherever they're putting it, whatever.
Actually,
dictionary.
I was going to say those were hamsters added to the pet cemetery.
No. Oh,
hey, we haven't had death flushed, in a long time.
That got flushed down the toilet in the airplane.
Exactly. That
I
was.
I think Laura's is a fake headline, a head lie, because this is very timely because it's President's Day. Those are being added to the Lincoln Memorial.
Chiseled in.
They're putting it in the dictionary, and that's what's
Four
wrong
score
with us today.
And 7 years ago, that they I was hangry at snowflake.
And snowflake to our
right. And snowflake is no longer defined as the unique white frozen thing that comes out of the sky when it's colder than 32, but warmer than whatever.
Well, of course, you're right. Yes, you're absolutely right. This is the Oxford English Dictionary updating 1,100 new words, phrases, or indeed...
Will you mansplain that to us?
You stole my best joke in that it's mansplaining was one of the other words being added to the dictionary. Ladies, a dictionary is a book full of lots of different words. That's not funny anymore. 9,000-year-old teen has what on her face?
iPhone.
Tide Pod.
Yes, very good.
My question is, how is she 9,000 years old
That's
and a teenager?
What I wanted to
I had
know.
To read this like 8 times. I'm like, what the hell is he? Is he just fucking Britishing on us again?
Talk to Carrie. She doesn't like badly written headlines, and this is one of those.
I think she probably was working in the kitchen over in Pyongyang and had egg on her face.
I'm wondering if the real answer is acne.
It very
We're
well could have been. But I like the actual answer, which was a cranky look.
Oh, my God.
A teenager with a cranky look, yes.
And if you were a 9,000-year-old teenager, you too would have a cranky look.
Right, stuck as a 16-year-old for 9,000 years?
Maybe she was hangry because she was a snowflake.
This is scientists reconstructing the face of a 9,000-year-old, what's thought to be between 15 to 18-year-old Greek teenage girl, whose facial expression will be familiar to a parent of any adolescent. The teen lived around 7,000 BC, the end of the Mesolithic period. She was dubbed Avgi, a word in Greek meaning dawn, so-called because she lived at what's considered the dawn of civilization.
I thought it was because it was dawn pods and not
tide
pods. Anyway, this era saw humans transition from hunter-gatherers to cultivating their own food before graduating to pouting, door-slamming, and never being off their iPhones. Donald Trump tweeted about what? And the Brits weren't happy.
Mark Turner.
Are the Brits
You know, you always find a way to shoehorn that in. That was actually really good.
Donald Trump could tweet about anything, and no one is happy.
Well, that's quite true. Do we not specifically, this is referencing?
Fish and chips.
He tweeted about bad teeth. And the Brits, of course, got very offended.
I think he tweeted about someone using salt and pepper in the food.
Oh, yes.
And the Brits are like, why are you wasting two spices in one dish?
He tweeted about breakfast. And they were like,
KFC
what? You
is
don't
so
have,
much better than
You don't
fish
have
and chips.
Beans and coffee for That's breakfast? What the hell's wrong with you?
This round brought to you by Stereotypes R Us. the answer is Britain's NHS. Do you know what the NHS is?
It's the
National Health. Yeah,
National
Health.
National.
Andrew, there's the draw.
National hair style.
Yes.
Yes, Trump.
Wait, I've got more, Mark.
I know, which is why I'm trying to forge on. Trump attacked the UK's National Health Service via Twitter minutes. There you go, Carrie, just for you. After a segment aired on Fox News that highlighted winter strains on the UK healthcare system, claiming that it's going broke and not working. Mm. Of course, he jumped the gun, and British Health Secretary turned unlikely hero Jeremy Hunt, a man more usually associated with unflattering rhyming slang, said, I may disagree with claims made on that march, but not one of them wants to live in a system where 28 million people have no cover. The NHS may have challenges, but I'm proud to be from a country that invented universal coverage where all get care no matter the size of their bank balance. Pepsi CEO says it's targeting who with Doritos that are cleaner and less crunchy. I love this
People
story.
Who live in glass houses.
Snowflakes!
Yay! I was about to say that.
Dreamers. It's all about the dreamers.
Yep, exactly.
These kids, they need better Doritos.
You know,
I'm surprised nobody said millennials.
I know the real answer. Go and on, it then. Made me so angry that I had to grab my Bic for her to write them a letter.
Oh, I get it.
What letter did you write them?
It was
two letters, F-U.
Because they think women need
That's
clean
right.
Doritos.
Wasn't that a fake story? Didn't the Dorito CEO come
it
out and say
It was taken
no?
out of context.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
It was sort of
taken out of context.
What does that mean when you say take? Because to me, taken out of context is a different type of question was asked or an answer was given where the person giving the answer didn't understand the question. There was something off kilter. This seems very straightforward. This was PepsiCo CEO Indra Nooyi, who was on the Freakonomics interview, and she's being interviewed by Stephen Dubner. And she said, a lot of young guys eat, when they eat their chips, they love Doritos and they lick their fingers with great glee. And when they reach the bottom of the bag, they pour the little broken pieces into their mouth, noting that women would love to do the same, but they don't. It's not a male and female as much as are there snacks for women that can be designed and packaged differently. And yes, we're looking at it and we're getting ready to launch a bunch of them soon.
Why is that
seems
offensive?
Pretty straightforward.
Right, so why is that offensive?
That they're coming up with chips specifically for a particular gender?
They're saying, we're thinking that our female customers don't like licking their fingers.
But do they have market
research? Specifically said women wanted
research?
To lick their fingers,
there you
but
go.
They weren't able
well, regardless.
To.
Regardless.
I think
Don't tell me if I can lick my damn fingers.
Can I just say, I think a happy medium here would be for women to lick my fingers.
So my favorite tweet about this was like, even Doritos are trying to silence women. That's stupid, man. That is so stupid.
Making the bags purse-sized as well.
Probably.
I'm not kidding.
No. As big as a purse or to fit in your purse?
Fit in your purse.
Well,
yeah.
Purse size could be as big as
Yeah, and purse. Only three chips per bag because, you know, ladies do need to watch their weight.
Seriously.
But anyway, a statement came out from a PepsiCo rep that said, we already have Doritos for women. They're called Doritos. And they're enjoyed by millions of people every day. They added, at the same time, we know the needs and preferences continue to evolve, and we're always looking for new ways to engage and delight our customers.
We're going to make soggy white chips.
And sell them at the White
delicious.
House.
Berlin Wall has been what for longer than what?
It's been on its way to Mexico.
Brick by brick.
They disassemble it, except for the parts they put in the museums.
Oh, very good.
I mean, seriously, we tried a wall once, right? Like, come on.
This might surprise you.
It works.
Well, it works when there's men with guns on top.
Yes,
that's a help.
But if you're just building a fence, I'm not sure you put a man with a gun on top of it.
I think you should put a woman with a gun on top of it who's got
Doritos
made for her.
A woman with
Doritos.
Made for men, yeah.
You don't want her to be hangry.
Exactly.
This might surprise you, actually. Rather surprise me, which is why I included it. So the answer is Berlin Wall has been torn down for longer than it was up.
Yes.
That's crazy.
10,216 days.
It seems like...
What do you answer then, you daft bastard? Don't you know how this works?
It seems like it was always up, like,
yeah.
My whole life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Until it came down. Probably was. And I make me history.
You know, if Carrie couldn't eat, she'd just die.
I know what you meant, Carrie, but that's why we love having you on this show.
I mean, it didn't ceremoniously go up, like it ceremoniously went down in our lifetime.
Well, there you go.
It was always there.
It went down in 1989?
Yes, it did. 89. Yep, that's right.
Same year that there was the earthquake during the subway.
Sports ball.
World
the
sports series.
Ball thing.
Yes. Yes. I watched both of ball. Those on my college TV.
I know how to say it. I know.
That sentence sounded really pathetic.
I was sitting on my papasan.
Even more so now.
Was it a futon
like
papasan?
Anyway, as of
papasan, your mentor?
February.
No, that's my mama-san.
As of February the 5th, 2018, the Berlin Wall has been torn down for longer than it stood, dividing East and West Germany. For nearly three decades, the wall kept East Berliners inside communist East Germany. But in 1989, as we just said, the symbol of Cold War finally fell as the wall was ripped down. Grid girls speak out about Formula One's decision to what?
Disband them. Have them not there anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's very good.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly. Do you know what the Greek girls are?
And Lewis Hamilton is pissed.
I think most of the drivers probably are.
What is Formula exactly. One? Is that like the original flavor of Doritos? What is Formula One?
I'm just mostly surprised that Greek girls are allowed to talk.
Greek girls? Is these girls who do like geometry?
You know, this is a common misconception. Not that I'm in favor of Greek girls, but they're not like those young ladies that they have parade around a boxing ring. No, they're not actually.
They are. They wear just about as much.
But they actually engage with the public. They engage with the sponsors. They engage with the drivers. They actually help promote the business.
Do they hold
signs?
They
really enjoy their work.
Do they service the driver?
According to a press release, Formula One said, the custom of Greek girls, as Bars said, scantily dressed young ladies, covered in sponsorship and team logos. They said the custom does not resonate with our brand values and clearly is at odds with modern day societal norms.
Have you ever seen a Formula One car? What is more phallic?
But Lucy Stokes, who is one of the Greek girls, took to Twitter, of course, because that's the only place you talk anymore, and said, I love my job. I am respected, paid well, and proud to represent the team I'm working for. It's not right for anyone, let alone feminists, to judge our job when, quite frankly, they are putting so many women out of work. Where is the equality and empowerment here?
And actually, I don't know what the other woman's name was, another Twitter, but she posted like her outfits, and they were not scantily clad.
No,
she
had, too bad.
She had, like, red dresses and yellow dresses and pink dresses. They were actually dresses and not bikinis.
Probably better dressed than NFL cheerleaders.
They did you see them at the Super Bowl all wearing bikinis?
I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
In Minnesota in February. That's insane.
They were inside. It's a balmy 52.
Trump blasts who for not what at his State of the Union address?
Mark Turner for not laughing.
He was mad at Kansas City for not laughing.
Yes.
No. He's strictly a Big Mac guy.
That's true.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. It's so he doesn't get poisoned like that one guy from that one episode.
Of a TV show?
No, of this show.
Oh. Okay.
He doesn't listen.
Oh, dear. So, yes, of course, this was treasonous Democrats not applauding his State of the Union address.
Has he watched the State of the Union before? Because that's not normal.
I really thought it was that he was upset with Stormy Daniels for not bringing her emotional support cock with him.
He thought he was her emotional support cock.
Well, he has some of that right, at least. So he said at a meeting at a suburban Cincinnati factory, they'd rather see Trump do badly, okay, than our country do well. It got to the point that I didn't really want to look too much on that side. It was bad energy. Someone said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess. Why not? Can we call that treason? They certainly don't seem to love our country very much.
Yeah, let's kill them, because, you know.
Yeah, let's redefine shit in the dictionary.
Treason is punishable by death. That seems fair.
Yeah.
And finally, it's so what at Winter Olympics that who are being forced to throw away their what after practice.
So, is this in the Olympic Village?
Oh my gosh, no, I know where she's going!
I hope they're throwing away the condoms.
Very good, Laura.
After they practice. So when they go pro, it's like, on.
Anyone happen to know the actual story?
Yes.
Well, great, okay, moving on!
You just asked yes or no question. Does anyone know the actual story? Yes, I do.
And
it is
the actual story.
Oh, okay.
Too cold? What are they throwing away?
They're skis.
Yes, very expensive skis.
Exactly.
Seriously, even their like secondhand broken skis would probably be the best skis I ever owned.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. One of the Stark crew technicians interviewed said, with the cold temperatures, the snow adheres to the ski base and twists it. Snow crystals get really sharp. They're turning their skis to garbage real fast.
Garbage skis.
Did you mean to say adhere?
Oh, Andrew, have you not been on the show before? Do you not know I'm about to do scores?
Can we somehow bring that back to snowflakes?
Yes, because going like over snowflakes, then when they're hangry,
Laura,
it's really
don't overplay
sharp.
Your hand. You've already won. And final scores!
I did not win last time I was here. It's about time.
Gents, 75. Ladies, 80. Congratulations, ladies.
Yeah.
Well done.
Sports
well done.
This is very sports heavy
emotional support cocks.
Thanks to Required Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and Tri Lakes Radio for airing us at 9 o'clock on Saturdays. We appreciate everyone's support getting our show out there,
suckers,
to the wider world. Feel free to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter at WSW Show. If you could like or give us a favourable review from wherever you get your pods, we would so appreciate it, wouldn't we, guys?
Yes, absolutely. Your Tide Pods.
Yeah. Tide Pods.
Maybe mention us to a friend or an enemy. You know, be South Korea.
A 9,000-year-old teen.
Reach out across the aisle.
Bring your don't forget to bring your support animal to the next broadcast.
To the next show, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I brought Carrie.
Thank you to our panelists, Carrie and I can't remember. No. Laura, that's it. Yes, yeah. Yeah. God, I think I struggle with the first name. And Bars and Andrew. And we're gonna leave you with a post from Stephen Colbert on Twitter. Stephen at Home, who said in response to reports that security briefings have been significantly dumbed down to accommodate the president, but were still too difficult to be read by him, apparently, said, "Have they tried scratch and sniff?"
Oh.
I've been your host, Mark Turner. This has been your Whistle Stop Week. Goodbye.